if you're going to be in real estate, if you're going to make a commitment, if you want to be a high performer, if you want to achieve anything in life, quit half-assing things. If you're going to do it, give it your all. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Today, I'm gonna share some things that are just an insight of what I shared with our team today at our sales meeting on the back of our team having the best month in company history. And so I'm just going to give you some insight. Again, I'm just going to share from the heart and share what I believe is relevant, real, and working in today's marketplace. There's so many people out there that are producing content, and I'll just be honest, it's just a lot of fluff. And so I want to give you substance. I want to give you raw. I want to give you relevant and real time what is working. So before I dive into that, this podcast is called All or Nothing in Real Estate. Really simply, if you're going to be in real estate, if you're going to make a commitment, if you want to be a high performer, if you want to achieve anything in life, quit half-assing things. If you're going to do it, give it your all. So many times we half-ass things. So many times we give ourselves what I call a back door, that we leave that back door open in case it doesn't work. We don't have to feel like we failed. And I want to encourage you, if you're listening to this, it tells me that you want to grow, that tells me that you want more out of life, that tells me that you want some sort of success in your life. And I want that for you too. That's why I do the show. So if you're going to do anything, give it your all. Too many people are half-hearted effort. They half-ass things. And then they do it, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. Our subconscious is extremely powerful. Sometimes we do it and we half-ass things so that if it doesn't work out, we can say, well, you know, I had this thing and the other thing and the other thing going on, so it's all right. Well, in reality, if you don't give it your all, it's not going to work. So whatever you're committing to, I want to encourage you to give it your all or don't do it. When you narrow your focus, you expand your potential. If real estate is the thing, if you're ready to grow your business, you're ready to grow a team, you're ready to grow your leadership, you're ready to grow your health, your fitness, your relationship, guess what? If you try to do everything at once, you try to be everything to everyone, you end up being nothing to no one. And so find one area of focus and be obsessed over that thing. Obsessed is a funny word. I shared this in a talk recently about being obsessed, and in a Q&A, I had some really interesting feedback, and they said, well, you say obsessed, like, isn't that don't you want to stay away from obsession? I'm like, I don't. Maybe I am crazy. I have a couple screws loose, but I think obsession leads to success. And I believe that obsessed is a word that the lazy use to describe the dedicated. And so if anyone calls you obsessed, I think you're on the right track. You've got a couple of screws loose like me. You challenge the status quo. You don't believe that average is all that's out there for you in your life. And that requires a little bit of obsessiveness. That requires you to be a little, have a screw loose or two. And to think outside of what society tries to fit us in this crazy box of being average or ordinary. So anyway, I don't know, have a clue where that came from. That is not, that's really not in alignment with what I was going to had planned. It just came to me. So I shared it with you. Anyway, all right, moving on. So today's show, I'm going to share with you some things around the importance and the power of a deadline. Again, one of the things I love about being a coach and a team leader and being able to speak across the nation is I pride myself in being boots on the ground. I'm in this. I'm knee deep. I'm in this each and every day. And so, like, as an example, my team just had the best July in company history, the best month. We had the most volume closed, the most under contract volume, the most gross commission income that we've ever had in the history of the company in this marketplace. So the message to the team was, hey, let's celebrate. Let's make sure we celebrate with self-care, not self-sabotage. Number one, big, big difference. And number two, when we are winning, that's when we're most vulnerable. So what can we do to actually use this winning that we're in, this winning season that we're in, to compound and create more winning? So what we really want, what I want to go in depth with you on today is the power and the importance of a deadline. The reality is, if you don't have a deadline, you don't have a commitment. You've got a wish, you've got a dream. And wishes and dreams are cool, but they don't close real estate. They don't create success. Execution does. So one of the biggest reasons that I believe real estate agents procrastinate and they never put a date or a time on the things that they say they're going to do is because it gives them a back door. They're afraid of failing. And so you have ideas, they have goals, they have dreams, but they don't have deadlines. When you don't have a deadline, you give yourself permission to procrastinate. You can push it off the next day, the next day, the next day. And so the reality is, deadlines help you continually move forward. And my belief is that if you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And so if you create deadlines around things, really, really simple, and I'll break this down tactically as we go through this, because it's super simple, guys. It really is. But we allow overwhelm, we allow complexity, we allow new ideas get in the way of us continually building momentum in our lives, in our business, in our relationships, in our health, and our fitness. And I'm not here to say I'm perfect. I just see it from a different perspective, being a coach and a team leader, and chasing this crazy thing called success in my own life. And so deadlines create urgency, period. They tell your brain, they tell your subconscious that is very powerful that, you know what, this thing is important, it matters now. Without a finish line, your brain defaults to someday. I'll get there someday. And the truth is, for most of us, that someday never comes. There's a principle in life, and you guys know me, I'm standards and principles based, but there's a principle, and it's called, I believe it's Parkinson's Law. And the Parkinson's Law summarizes that the work that you have expands to fill the time that you give it. So, as an example, if you give yourself 3 hours to prepare for a listing appointment, how long will it take you to prepare? 3 hours. But if you give yourself 30 minutes to prepare for that same listing appointment, your preparation will be almost identical and you'll do it in 30 minutes. Because we expand the work to fill the time that we give it. And so, if you give yourself a week to do a task, it's going to take a week. If you give yourself an hour, you'll do it in an hour. And so I just think it's really, really important we understand that. And let's not get caught up in the, especially if you're team leaders. I know a lot of team leaders listening. The bigger the ship gets, the harder it is to steer. But I'll just tell you, the team leaders that are winning, we don't buy into that. We don't subscribe to the, well, it takes time. If it's fucking important, we're going to do it today. Oh, next week. Yeah, we'll have that done by next week. Why not by the end of the fucking day? Well, we just hadn't thought of it. Okay, cool. What's more important than this thing? Well, we just have this and we have emails. Fuck that. Keep the main thing the main thing. Let's grow the business. Emails don't grow the damn business. We'll get to the emails tomorrow. It's just making sure you're prioritizing and putting a deadline. And yeah, I have high expectations, but that's why we win. That's why people in my world that I coach, that have the privilege of coaching, that in the events that I learn from and that contribute to my life, they're winners. This is how they think. Average thinks it's going to take a week to do it. Like, why can't I do it in an hour? Why not? All right. So here's a psychologically too. Let's go a little deeper. Deadlines tap into this thing called loss aversion. The reality is, as humans, we will work harder to avoid a loss than we do to get a win. And when you miss a deadline, guess what it feels like? It feels like a loss. So if you create a deadline and you mean it, you share it with others, you publicly declare it, you will push yourself harder to hit it. And that's where growth comes from. And one more psychological thing around it is when you create a deadline, it gives you clarity. If you know me, I'm big on clarity. Clarity is kindness. So deadlines give you clarity. When you know exactly what's due and exactly when, you stop wasting energy and decision fatigue deciding if or when you'll do it. The decision is made. All you have to do is execute. We spend so much energy talking and negotiating with shit in our own brain. Just make a decision. Give yourself clarity, and then it's execution time. What's crazy is, let's talk about real estate. We talk about deadlines, right? But we're in real estate. If you're listening to this, most of you are in real estate. You know what's crazy? In real estate, we live in a world full of deadlines, inspections, appraisals, closings, loan approval. We live in a world full of deadlines. And when it comes to the transaction, when it comes to taking care of the client, we honor those deadlines without question because the deal, that client that trusts us depends on it. However, when it comes to the activities that actually creates income for your family, when it comes to the activities that is required for you to hit your goals and your commitments that you made to yourself, to your family, and to others, prospecting, following up, marketing, building relationships, posting on social media, whatever it is, you don't set a deadline. And you use it, you justify it as, well, I'll get to those things whenever I get to it. Which also means it's not important, which also means that when I get to it will probably be never. So I want to break this down crystal clear. I'm going to talk about goals, standards, and deadlines. So a goal is something you want to achieve. It's a big picture. You should have a goal. You should have a big goal. You should dream big. One of my favorite books is The Magic of Thinking Big. If you hang around me long enough, I will convince you that you can achieve anything in the world because I truly believe it. So you need a big goal. I'm not saying goals aren't important. What I'm saying is goals without standards, without deadlines, are just a dream. So you need a big goal. Next, you need a standard. Standard is the daily minimum standard of activity that you will not fall below. As an example, I think goals are a ceiling, which is why I think you should dream fucking big. I mean, massive. If your goals don't scare you, it's not a goal. You need to dream so big that it makes you nervous and you toss and turn at night because you realize the person you need to become to achieve it. That's a goal. That's someone that's going to win in life. But you also need to pair that with a standard. So if a goal is the ceiling, a standard is the floor. And the floor means even on the days I don't feel like it, I'm not going to fall below this daily minimum standard of activity. For real estate, if you're listening, I believe that should be at minimum, depending on your environment, your organization. You're in a contact sport in real estate. So you need to have a conversation metric that is your minimum every single day. So a goal is the ceiling, is the I need to become a person that can achieve this before I achieve this, and you need to dream big. But a standard is, how do I break that down into daily activities that will help me become that person and achieve those things? So it's the floor. Let's be real. Anyone can win on the days they feel good. On the days you feel great, everyone's great. The separator comes on what do you do? How disciplined are you on the days that you don't feel like it? That's the difference. That is the separator. And you compound that over months, over quarters, over years, over decades. That's the difference in the elite and the average. That's the difference in good enough in the life of my wildest dreams. How do you show up on the days that you don't feel like it? Are you disciplined or are you relying on motivation? Because motivation fades. Discipline to hit that standard. Now, what if you have that with that standard, you actually have a deadline? Meaning that I need to have my, say it's 5, 10, 20 conversations today. I need to have, I'm going to do it by noon today. How is that powerful? I'm having 20 conversations by noon. Or what happens is We start prospecting, we get distracted, different things happen, and it's 4 p.m. and we're like, oh shit, I've only had two conversations. Let me cram this in. We try to power it in the last hour, and then we don't hit our goal. We don't hit our standard. So you have to be specific with your deadline. All right. I want to also share with you one of my favorite words right now, and I learned it from Ed Mylett, is specificity. So the reality is a lot of us don't achieve success or progress in life because we are very, very vague with what we want and what it will take to get there. Vagueness kills progress. And if you operate out of vagueness, you are doing nothing other than giving yourself an excuse and leaving the back door open so that when you don't hit it, it doesn't hurt. Well, guess what? Every single one of you right now listening to this has failed. I want you to think about a failure that you had in business, a day where you set a goal and you didn't hit it. Now I want you to take two fingers and hold it right underneath your chin and feel your pulse. That's your heartbeat. You survived it. You failed and you're still here. Failure is not final. Failure is not fatal. Failure is required to grow. And I know you're listening to this because you want to grow. You want to chase the best version of you. And that requires you to get over this bullshit fear that is not real around failure. I remember I had Damon West come and speak to my team. We hosted a local event. We paid 10 grand to listen to him. Dude has an amazing story. He's a phenomenal speaker. He's an author with John Gordon. He now travels the globe speaking. And I don't know what it is, but it's probably 10x what I paid to get him. One of the things that he shared is that a lot of people allow fear to stop them from their dreams. But fear isn't real. Fear is a feeling. We mistake fear with danger. Now, danger is real, but is there any danger in picking up the phone and getting hung up on? There's no danger there. So separate the two and realize that the thing between you and the life that you ultimately want to live comes down to, are you willing to overcome your fears? Fear of failure. Sometimes we have a fear of success, a lot of high performers, because we're going to outgrow the people around us. So fear is real, but you have to overcome those fears. It's required. Now let's go back to specificity and vagueness. Specificity wins, period. The more specific you are with your goals, the more likely you are to achieve it. Making more calls, selling more houses, generating more leads, that is not a goal or a target. More is not a number. I'm gonna have five conversations by 9 a.m. every day, 5 days a week for the next 90 days. That's specific. You will go deeper. Who are those conversations going to be with? What is the talk track with those conversations? How are you going to move the needle forward in those conversations? Is this prospecting? Is this follow-up? Are these buyers or are these sellers? What is the lead source? What exactly are you going to say? What is the talk track? What is your specific goal to get this conversation leads to what? Starting with the end in mind. The more specific you get, the better results that you will have, and also the more success you will achieve. Get rid of vagueness. Eliminate it from your life. Close that back door. Later doesn't matter. More is not a number. What are you going to do today? This is where I start with every coaching client and every agent that I coach in my team. Daily minimum standards. Daily minimum standards. One of the tools that I use, I got it from Andy Frisella, is called the Power List. It's five critical tasks that'll move the needle forward today. Those are your daily minimum standards. What are those? In real estate, it better be conversations. We're in a contact sport. What about a marketing? What about a follow-up call you needed? What about the buyer's presentation or listing appointment you need to nail? What about the inspection notice that you're negotiating? What is actually most important and most urgent in your business that will move the needle forward, that will get you closer to the things that you say that you want? You see, most of us can't answer that question because most real estate agents work on accident and not on purpose. Create your daily minimum standards and create a deadline to get them done. And you do that consistently, you'll be shocked at how fast your pipeline grows. All right. Let me give you some more tactical things. So here's how you can make this work. Time blocking. You've heard it. Let me teach you how to do it. You see, every single day of the week in our organization, we have a time block for team prospecting. Are we perfect? Nope. But we have it blocked off because prospecting comes first. Prospecting is a money-making activity. And so we create a mini call nine atmosphere every single day in our environment. And those that show up have massive results, but it's on the calendar. I block my calendar ahead of time. Let me give you a little exercise if you struggle with this. A lot of people struggle with this thing called time management. The reality is you can't manage time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. So time management is bullshit. So instead of trying to manage something that you cannot manage, what if you actually change your focus and you actually take control and you manage the choices that you make within the time that you have? So it's not time management, it is truly choice management. So most of us heard of the word budget, right? And it's usually in a financial sense. And we talk about budget. I'm going to budget for my money. Simply put, a budget is telling your money where to go before you get it. Simple. But if I were to ask most of you, what is more important to you, time or money? You would choose time because you're high performers and you realize that time is more valuable because you don't get more of it. For those of you that maybe say money, great, I've been there. Money is important. You should have more of it. I want everyone to have more money. Money is not evil. Money is great. You should have more. But let me help you with the perspective here. The reality is, if I were to give you $1 million, let me make it $10 million today and say, here's $10 million. It'd be pretty hard to have a bad day, right? Everything would be going great. You'd be in a great mood. Everything would be phenomenal. But there's a catch. You can only accept that $10 million if you don't wake up tomorrow. You don't take the money. You know what that tells me? Waking up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million cash to you today. Why don't you wake up tomorrow with a little gratitude? Realize that tomorrow is a gift and treat it as if it was the same mood, the same feeling as someone gifted you $10 million. Because you waking up tomorrow is more important than that. It's more valuable than that. And if you start treating time that way, you start respecting your time, and you start budgeting your time, which is simply telling your time where you're going to be before it comes, and working proactively instead of reactively, working on purpose versus on accident, and block those things in advance that are important, and then you fill in the gaps. Part of a great time budget. Or calendar, like ideal calendar, has white space, has catch up time. But I'm gonna do that on my time, not on your time. Here's another hack. Put your phone on do not disturb or silent on the times that you're in a time block. All right. So that's how you can apply it with is with a block your calendar time block. Create micro deadlines. That's a cool tip. Is instead of saying, I'm going to do this today, what if you just gamify it? I'm going to do this by 10 a.m. today. I'm going to make my social media post by 7:30 a.m. Whatever it is, micro deadlines. Here's another one. Public declaration equals manifestation. Share your deadline. Make it right now, whatever you want to commit to, find one thing that's going to move the needle in your business and post it publicly. Here's my commitment for the next 90 days. I'm going to do A, B, and C every day for the next 90 days. I would love your help holding me accountable. You're way more likely to hold up your end of the bargain if other people know it. Public declaration equals manifestation. I think that covers it. You got to have a deadline, guys. Act with urgency. Right now, if you're in real estate, end of the year is right around the corner. The Christmas that your family is going to have relies on how you show up right now. Act like it with urgency, with intention, with intensity. so that you can win. And I can't help but say this way is that most of you want to win the year, but you can't win the year if you don't win enough months. You can't win the month if you don't win enough weeks. You can't win the week if you don't win enough days. So do you truly know what it's going to take for you to win the day today? You need to figure that out and then go out and freaking execute. And then guess what? You wake up tomorrow and you do the same exact thing. It doesn't have to be the best day. You don't have to set the world on fire. 100 conversations today. I know my buddy Tyler Blair has a 1,000 dial a day in his onboarding. You don't have to do that every day. Like, that would be unrealistic and unsustainable. I could see that. But could you talk to 10 people a day about real estate? Probably so. Could you talk to 20 people a day about real estate? People in my organization have done it in 2 hours. You're telling me that your future, your career, is not worth 2 hours of your time? You can't work 2 hours to build a better future for you and your family? I think you can. I think people just lied to you and said it was going to be easier than that. And you can TikTok your way to success and you can do this. And you know what? We'll just do it this way. Guys, work works. Where are all the coaches that were talking about how you got to do this specific thing? And if you buy this product from me, it'll change your business and this and this and this. And where are all those flakes now? Where are they? Are they winning? They get a little quiet. What about those teams that were built on the back of something other than standards, something other than work? Did that last, or was that a COVID flash in the pan? And where's their business now? Here's what I know is winning in my environment, in the CHEP-like coaching community I'm part of, and the coaching clients I have the privilege of coaching. The teams that are winning right now have one thing in common. Their leaders are stepping into their power as a leader. They're not walking on eggshells. They're delivering the truth, even if it hurts your feelings, because the truth is the truth. And I want you to win. And it requires what it requires. And you build that as a standard. And you hit the standard to get the opportunities. And that's how you win. Hope this helped today, guys. I want you to win. I want you to have the best year ever. I want you to finish strong. And so I hope this was helpful. Set a deadline, be specific, and go out and crush. See you guys.